Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Show, John Cobell, Ken Champeau, it's KFI AM 640 Live, everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
No, of course, we both watch that exciting mayor's debate. Next hour, we'll bring you more of the audio, including another embarrassment on stage, the man with the bad mustache, the Los Angeles city attorney, Mike Feuer.
He was like a cartoon character of a sniveling weasel politician.
With his little wiry hair, he just stands there. Yeah, he does look like a sniveling politician.
That silly mustache. Nobody in his family says, Mike, you're not going out that way anymore. You're not going to work. You're not going on TV with that mustache. You look like a fool.
It's his trademark. It's his signature.
Jesus.
You know it's him.
How can that happen?
He probably tried harder than the others to attack Rick Caruso, but boy, did he step on one landmine. We're going to play you the audio. Caruso had a great comeback.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I absolutely love that. Might be my favorite moment.
Yeah, I think I was kind of waiting for that to happen, too.
Because Fuhrer's response was something like,
A lot of people are crediting Karen Bass because she was exactly in the middle. Just had a nice smiling face most of the time. Jovial. My good friend, Rick Caruso, is a friend, apparently. They're friends, so they've been long-time friends.
Oh, yeah, Caruso knows all these people. In fact, he gave money. He said on stage, I've given money to all of you.
All of you, yeah.
And then, what's that jerk?
Kevin Leone?
Kevin Leone goes, well, not me. And Caruso mutters, well, maybe that says something.
That's a good
love line. That.
All right, so we'll go through the story next hour. Your update now on Russia and Ukraine. Apparently, somebody threw a firebomb at the wall of the Kremlin, described as a petrol bomb, or as some might call it, a Molotov cocktail. Apparently, they were riding inside a vehicle, and I guess they filmed it. And they launched the cocktail. It hit the side of the building, left a scorch mark. No real damage, but it made quite the news. Even in Russia, Russian state television covered the story. It appears to be, we guess, some kind of objection to
somebody,
the invasion of Ukraine.
I was surprised somebody could get that close to a Kremlin wall to do that.
There's a street, there's traffic, there's big buildings. I don't think
I know, you just think that since it's wartime, and Putin is paranoid that there'd be, like, we put up the fencing around the Capitol after the January 6th attack.
And the White House is at a distance inside the fencing there with the big lawn and stuff. But
yeah.
I don't know. There are continued reports as well that some of the Russian troops are beginning to rebel. A story in Yahoo has the headline, "It's a bleep show. Russian troops are now turning on each other." Two Russian soldiers have been caught venting about Putin's BS war against Ukraine. It was an intercepted phone call. Devastating losses reportedly led one soldier to drive over his colonel with a tank. Is that true? Sounds like a cartoon.
That is disrespectful.
Did he kill him? What was there any more details on that? Or
I don't think you survived a tank.
No, I guess not. There are reports of complete disarray among some of the Russian military, and 50% of one unit suffered from frostbite on their feet.
A NATO official thinks as many as 40,000 Russian troops have been killed, injured, taken prisoner, or just bolted.
Now, how many were we told were lined up at the border before the invasion was? It was well over 100,000, right?
Yeah, it was like 150,000 to 200,000. That's where the estimates varied.
You know, 40,000 would be a good chunk of that.
Yeah, NATO says it could be 20%.
No.
So they're going with a 200,000 person total. And they think between 7 and 15,000 Russian soldiers have been killed.
Yeah, there's one Ukrainian journalist who says that two tactical groups of Russian soldiers in Makarov in the Kiev region lost at least half of their men in battles against Ukrainians. And one of the Russian soldiers blamed the commander of the group. The commander's name is Colonel Yuri Medvedev. And he waited for the right moment and ran over the commander with a tank as he stood next to him, injuring both his legs. So I guess Colonel Medvedev did survive. He's in a hospital in Belarus. Waiting for monetary compensation for combat wounds received
from his own guys
during the special. This is great.
You're a bad leader if your own guys are running you over.
They're still calling it the special military operation to protect the Donbas region. Nice. That's what they're kind of the Russians refer to it as.
That's the official.
It's
propaganda.
Not an invasion. We're protecting the Donbas region where a lot of the Russian separatists.
Jen Psaki wrote that line for him.
She sure did.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, apparently, NATO believes at least 15,000 Russian troops have been killed since the invasion began.
That is more, I read, than what they lost in Afghanistan in 10 years.
Then that would be a major, because, boy,
yeah, this was really bad. This was a bad execution. Well, and this is why I just bought a Geiger counter, because how does Putin extract himself from this and save face and not get thrown overboard in a coup? Okay, I mean, this has really turned into a disaster. Because I heard the Slovenian prime minister interview today. Slovenian prime minister, yeah.
That's key.
And
what has he got to say?
Well, he said that the Ukrainians actually don't need any more troops. They have so many men that stayed behind and joined the military that they've got enough soldiers, and they don't need that kind of help. They just need like air power or something, you know, to combat the missiles. But that they're going to do fine on the ground, which means that Russia is never going to control Ukraine because they can't without ground troops seizing all the cities and setting up their own government. Then what was the point of this?
Right.
And now if there's some internal blowback going on from what I've read inside Putin's circle, some of the other generals or cabinet members, prime ministers, whatever they are, they're all starting to mutter because this is they destroyed the economy, and that's not coming back anytime soon. So they're looking really foolish, and that's where I worry that he's gonna lose it.
If you haven't seen the images, there are some aerial images of the city of Mariupol, which has been laid to waste. Zelensky says there's 100,000 people still stuck in that port city under a complete blockade. Russian airstrikes have just about leveled all the buildings. And that's, so where are these people hiding? Underground or how are they?
But they can't, they're going to run out of food and water.
They are. They think by Friday
and
it's going to be a real problem.
Nobody can help them because if rescue crews get in there, humanitarian crews, they get shot by the soldiers. That's how bad it is. Putin's actually shooting the humanitarian rescue teams that come in. So I guess people are going to starve and die of thirst.
We have officially now accused the Russians of war crimes.
Thanks.
Yes. The Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, said, "We have determined Russian military forces have committed war crimes in Ukraine."
Good job. Good investigation. What a surprise.
All right. When we come back, there's more news. We'll talk about one of Putin's most beloved and prized possessions. It is, and this also came up in the
media debate.
The gymnast, yeah. Yeah, someone who wasn't listening to the show yesterday just sent us a whole story on the gymnast girlfriend. We covered her flexibility.
Did it explain how she does that?
I didn't watch it. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't think so. It is a yacht, which, as I said, came up in the mayor's debate, too, when apparently they tried to pick on Rick Caruso for having a yacht that he keeps in the Cayman Islands. But we'll talk about Putin's yacht next.
John and Ken, KFI, Deborah Mark in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Governor Newsom has signed a law to make abortions less expensive for women who have private insurance. A helicopter's crash landed in El Monte, but no injuries were reported. Police say the pilot was...
John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Some clever members of the media are calling this World War 2.5. You like that one or no? 2.5?
Yeah, that's got a real snappy ring to it.
They like that one. Right, we're almost there. Joe Biden's on his way to Belgium. Is that exciting? To Brussels to meet with the NATO people?
Are there people?
He left today.
Are there people waiting for him there or he just decided to go to Belgium?
No, it's...
Mr. President, there's nothing going on in Belgium.
Brussels is the headquarters of the European Union and I think some NATO stuff.
Yeah, more meetings, more proclamations.
Well, they're going to sanction.
Oh, more sanctions.
More than 300 members of the Russian State Duma. That's their parliament. That's their next announced sanctions. I guess they're going to go after their assets and freeze their bank accounts and such.
Sure, that'll end the war.
Sanctions so far have failed to persuade Putin to stop Russia's invasion. So we don't know if sanctions on the Russian lawmakers
will
make any difference. Meanwhile, you may not have known this, but Russia actually had, and I'll use the word had, a climate envoy. Anatoly Chubey has quit. And he has left the country. He stepped down from his position as Putin's climate envoy. But that's sort of what John Kerry is.
Yeah, it's just Putin's fake
Does
guy.
Does Putin care about the climate?
No, he doesn't care about the climate. He's threatening nuclear explosions. No.
So he probably laughed when he was told this guy quit. What? Who would? He's still around?
It's because you have to go through this charade every time they have one of those stupid climate change conferences. All right.
Russia does participate?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never noticed. I don't remember. I mean, the focus has always been on China. Well, so I never remember what Russia does or says.
It's the same thing. Well, they make phony promises and they never live up to them.
Oh, is that right?
So everybody, so do
they
we.
They emit a lot of carbon?
Oh, God. Yeah, with that oil and gas industry? That's all they have.
Yeah, right. That's all they have.
Yeah. They don't have anything else.
But they send most of it out of the country.
Yeah.
But to produce it, yeah. It's probably going to be some emissions. Meanwhile, there's a lot of focus on Vladimir Putin's yacht. It is supposedly worth $700 million. It comes complete with its own dance floor and even golden toilet paper holders. Rumors continue that the boat does belong to Putin. It's like a minor city, said one worker who said he was involved in the construction. 495-foot-long vessel. It is moored in Italy. There are countless swimming pools, a spa, a sauna, a theater, ballrooms, a gym, and two helipads. The name is Scheherazade, after the iconic Persian queen from literature. Supposedly, it was built for over $6 million, but they now believe the worth of it could be as high as $990 million. Now, the Daily Beast just did a story on this, saying that suddenly there's all British crew members on it who appeared out of nowhere. That they were pretty sure locals said that there were Russians who were manning the yacht as it was moored in Italy, and suddenly a whole bunch of British crew members apparently have taken over manning the yacht, maybe trying to add...
I think they're probably trying to...
to cover up.
To cover up,
to seize it, if somebody tries to seize it.
You don't want
to
have a Russian crew because that gives evidence.
Right.
But by the way, this story is wrong. It's not $6 million. Every half-assed house in L.A. goes for $6 million. That should be $600 million.
No, I think that was the original construction price. When it was built, I think that's what they meant, and now it's worth $600 million.
Okay. I mean, that thing is... That thing looks like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, no, that thing has got to be hundreds of millions of dollars. It's massive. It's got a 16-foot aquarium, multiple televisions, including a 15-foot TV on an entire wall, a self-leveling pool table. And self-leveling means that you can keep playing even when the seas get turbulent. How's that for a luxury? So the pool table doesn't go...
So during an earthquake, that'd be good to have.
That would be good to have. There's a judo room with frame. Oh, see, he likes judo, right? Didn't he get stripped of one of his belts?
You know, I actually read a fascinating like psychological study as to why people buy stuff like this or have it. Because they're obviously not going to use it, not going to use most of it. But it really is to lord it over the world that, yes, I am this rich. And I could own all kinds of expensive, bizarre amenities that I will never use, and they're not necessary. But this is to show you just how freaking rich I am. And there is a powerful psychological desire in some people. And you can see Putin would be one of those guys because he wants to be king of the universe.
Right.
So, of course, he'd end up with like a self-leveling pool table. How much pool do you think he plays?
That's not the point, right?
Yeah.
It's like wealthy people sometimes own homes in dozens of places. They never go there, though.
No.
But they're opulent.
But they want to tell people that they've got homes in these places, and they'd like to describe it.
Yeah, you can only be in one place at a time. That's the magic of existence. So they're probably never in these places. Meanwhile, Putin is demanding that unfriendly countries, that would be a lot of them, use rubles to buy his oil and gas. That sent energy prices soaring further. Russia, of course, has been hit with these economic sanctions, and the ruble has turned to rubble. But, of course, the European Union is still dependent on Moscow for oil and natural gas. So he wants payment in rubles, I guess, to help bolster the monetary unit.
That's what the big meeting is about that Biden's going to.
Oh,
it's
really?
About reducing the amount of gas and oil that Europe buys.
From Russia.
And the U.S. is going to have to step in.
Russian gas accounts for 40% of Europe's total consumption. How are they going to make that up?
Their stupid green energy ideas have hit a brick wall. The brick wall of reality.
Right.
And you have to get... To ruin Russia's power over Europe and to destroy the economic stranglehold they have on Europe, we've got to supply, and others have to supply, gas and oil. And then we can stop funding Putin's military, because that's the biggest source of income for the military, comes from selling gas and oil. So that's got to be cut off. That's why these sanctions on a bunch of stupid legislators don't mean anything.
And us cutting off gas and oil doesn't mean a lot to them.
No.
But if Europe did.
Yeah. But something's got to
replace
that.
That could be a big deal.
Otherwise, people are going to freeze to death all over Europe in the next couple of months.
Well, it's about to get warmer, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's still a long way to go. You only need one bad night. Did you see one more thing? The Russian defense minister disappeared?
No, that sounds like a big position.
Sergei Shoigu has not been seen in public for 12 days.
Sergei Shoigu.
Shoigu.
You're making things up.
Shoigu.
All right. Shoigu.
And he last appeared on TV on March 11th, and they think he's unwell. But he'd be the defense minister, so he might have something to do with the invasion.
So maybe he's disappeared because it's screwed up.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And so now he feels unwell.
Yeah, I think I saw a headline. They had some sort of heart problem.
Sure. They probably removed it. Putin had a fit and tore it out.
Oh, yeah, because he's like a karate judo. He can rip your heart out while you're still...
Oh, exactly.
You
know, yeah.
Hold your beating heart in front of your face as you...
Yeah, that's right. You're still looking at it.
I remember hearing that when I was a kid, and that stuck with me forever. Not forever, but I mean, I still mention it, like right now. Imagine seeing that.
Yeah.
He rips your heart out and holds it up to you, and you're right. Still kind of conscious and going, oh, my. Is that me?
Yeah.
That's I have that back? We really are sick.
Yeah. John and Ken, KFI... John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Champotes, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, well, one person asked, so here goes. The answer is zero. That's the number of people who picked Madeleine Albright in the John and Ken 2022 Ghoul Pool.
That's also the number of people who know who Madeleine Albright is.
Yeah, I would think among the talk radio John and Ken audience, though, there's probably a higher recognition factor, and people went to the Ghoul Pool do their research as to possible names. And
well, she would have been a good pick. She was in her 80s.
84.
Secretary of State under Clinton, I think, right?
Yeah, and she
first woman.
Still making the rounds as a commentator, I thought, recently. I thought I saw her in the last year on some shows, but I don't know. Yeah, she was the first female Secretary of State before Hillary was Secretary of State. Here's a, oh, by the way, we'll get into the LA mayor's race debate from last night on Fox 11. Although your buddy Alex Michelson just kind of smiles too much. He always looks up and he's kind of,
He's a happy, upbeat guy.
Yikes.
He
did a good job moderating the whole thing, but it was just so much like, okay, everybody, let's all have fun here.
He gets off on politics. He really loves it.
I see that.
So I guess he's got the right job then.
But he seems to tolerate all viewpoints, and they're not equal, as you and I know. They're not. It's not on one hand and the other hand. Sorry.
Yeah.
One hand is dead and stupid.
One hand is Mike Bonin.
One hand should be amputated. All right, we'll play audio, including audio we haven't played, the mustache. Mike Fuhrer made a fool of himself.
The biggest sniveling fool.
I think we all agree that Rick Caruso did well. They did come after him, but he had a few good comebacks, and he just kept his cool. I mean, he's not a firebrand. He's not really upbeat or loud, but like a cool, calm businessman, he just kind of sits back and makes his points. All of this is coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Here is a statistical nugget out of a new report, which may surprise a few people. Among adults younger than age 65, alcohol-related deaths outnumbered deaths from COVID-19 in 2020. This is more fallout from the lockdown and the pandemic. Apparently, alcohol-related deaths in the last couple of years have taken quite a jump. And this is considered wide-ranging, which means they could have died in a alcohol-related crash, or they could have died from liver problems or anything to do with that, or it could have led to them killing themselves. It was alcohol had some connection to the person's death.
Because it shows you, first of all, how few people died under the age of 65. We kept telling you that, among white men, for example, the median age of death from COVID was 81.
Yes.
And the median life expectancy for white men was 78. So the average death of a white man in America was 3 years longer than he was supposed to live.
The number of deaths for those under age 65 from alcohol-related causes, it was close, though. 74,408 in 2020. From COVID, 74,075. But the rate of increase for alcohol-related deaths in 2020, which was 25%, outpaced the rate of increase of deaths from all other causes, which was about 17%.
Okay. Which does point to this absurd hysteria on the part of politicians and the media, where they decided only COVID deaths are important. COVID deaths we have to stop. Everything else we die from.
And if the fallout is people drink too much and die from alcohol-related, so what? We're stopping COVID.
Did you ever see such tunnel vision in your life?
because I think most people agree the lockdown was enough to drive you to drink.
Oh, yeah. Everybody
I apparently
know,
it did.
Everybody I know is drinking more.
And I remember, I remember when it started, we all heard the stories and there were reports that alcohol sales were off the charts. And then I thought it calmed down. And then I read another story that it was back again.
Well, because
so
they binge drinking. Well, they kept, you know, because like when they closed the restaurants the second time. So,
right.
You know, your entertainment had to be inside the house, which, of course, was the place you were most likely to get COVID, was being in the house.
Right.
When the stupid Barbara Ferrer, she kept increasing the number of people who caught COVID every time she told everyone to go home and get out of public spaces. And nobody called her on it. That's why, I almost hurled myself through a plate glass window when Mike Fuhrer last night goes, well, you know, if we have another COVID outbreak, I would defer to the health experts. Like, no, those people were wrong over and over again, you ninny.
Now, we have talked before about the most incredibly outrageous county in California when it came to COVID restrictions. And it's not L.A. It's Santa Clara County. And the best way to explain this for people who don't know, so they can understand just how over the top this county was in its fear and its restrictions on people's lives due to COVID, they actually fined a restaurant in Santa Clara County because it was playing music with lyrics. This would lead people to sing, and singing can pass along COVID. I think you just have to tell that story for people to understand how
that's
crazy they were
know.
In Santa Clara County.
Yeah.
They're making the news today because they're suing a whole bunch of businesses trying to grab their COVID fine money.
Yeah.
And I say those businesses should give them the finger.
Yeah.
One of them is called California Ripped Fitness. Another is Calvary Chapel, because it's a church that they're chasing after. The fines ranged anywhere from $13,000 to $43,000. Massage therapy, cafes, salons, grills, hookah lounge, all being chased after for their back fine money by Santa Clara County. Tell them to get bent.
Yeah. See, and Karen Bass will tell you, no, these are fine public servants. No, they're totalitarian control freaks is what they are. That's what most people in government are.
And I hope that restaurant didn't pay the fine for playing music with lyrics. I don't really know how that came out, but that was a definite example.
Do not trust people with emergency powers and absolute powers. They will abuse them. They will, and the emergency will never end. And they're proving it right now. Bonin's one of those guys. That's why he doesn't want to end the vaccine mandate to go to businesses. No, these are bad people. They'd be perfectly comfortable in a totalitarian state like Russia.
Santa Clara appears to be the only county in this Bay Area region that's taking legal action to collect fines.
Yeah.
The other counties, San Francisco, Marin, Contra Costa, San Mateo, all confirmed they have not sued any businesses that haven't paid their public health fines.
Yeah, there's something.
I say walk away.
Yeah. No, and you know
what? Put down the paperwork and walk away.
And go to war with these idiot governments.
Oh, there's one woman in the story that says, we're going to fight this all the way. I'm not paying them.
Yeah. Don't pay them. Because the people who pay these idiotic fines enable the government to become more powerful and more oppressive. And that's not the way we want to live.
All right, more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt, Ken Shampoo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, called a lively debate where they traded barbs.
Barbs.
Barbs, it'd be Barbara Walters, Barbara Streisand, Bush Barbs. This was the mayor's debate last night at USC with a room full of students, but there were no protesters or people shouting. That didn't happen.
No, and that was great.
Yep.
No. Yeah, because it was invitation only, and they checked to make sure who the people were,
right,
who were getting tickets.
We'll play you some of the audio in case you missed it, sparing you from... most of it. It wasn't really dull, though.
No,
it
wasn't.
The whole thing.
I was surprised. I really got caught up in it.
Well, because with five people and they gave them like 30 seconds, it just kept kind of moving. You didn't have long to filibuster a Boris before they dinged.
Right.
Ding,
right. And they were constantly going after each other. And there were some genuinely funny moments. So it was one of the more enjoyable debates I've ever watched.
The Moist Line is returning day after tomorrow. If you want to leave a talkback message on the iHeartRadio app, that's an easy new way to do it. Just look for the little microphone there on the iHeartRadio app, KFI, the John and Ken page, and send us the message that way. Or, of course, use the phone number, 1-877-MOIST-86. Well, once again, we enter the woke world. We're apparently at a Canadian branch of Home Depot. Somebody posted a notice to employees about the benefits of white privilege. There was a checklist for those who are, quote, white, male, Christian, cisgender, able-bodied, and heterosexual.
You know what cisgender is? That's when your body part matches to your identity.
Okay. So if you have a penis, you're heterosexual?
No, that you're male.
Oh, you don't identify as a female.
Right.
I see. Okay. Well, thanks for that update. Leading practices. Oh, and I hate this word. Unpacking privilege. I hate the word unpacking.
I know. That's a terrible word.
A lot of politicians use that. Newsom uses that a lot.
Let's unpack this.
Let's unpack this.
No, why don't you lose your life?
Now, the U.S. spokeswoman for Home Depot says, we had nothing to do with this. We don't know what this is. This was a Canadian Home Depot, so maybe more woke.
Oh, they're woker in Canada.
Here's one. If you can expect time off from work to celebrate your religious holidays, you have Christian privilege. Okay?
If you're confident the police exist to protect you, you have white privilege.
Yeah.
And you had to check the privileges. Those categories that you listed, those were all your privileges. White, male, class, Christian, cisgender, able-bodied, heterosexual. Those are all privileges. You know what? I don't care anymore if they're privileges. So what?
If while growing
up... people are what they are. They can't change it.
If while growing up, college was an expectation of you, not a dream, you have class privilege. If you can use public bathrooms without stares, fear, or anxiety, you have cisgender privilege. I didn't think of that one. If you don't have to worry about how to get into a store, you have able-bodied privilege. And if you don't have to explain that your spouse is of the same gender, you have heterosexual privilege.
Wow. So what? Silly and trivial. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
All of this identity politics just sows more resentment. It's completely opposite to what's really going to happen.
It's just asinine. It's for people of really low intelligence.
Oh, it's like they actually included a picture. It's like a little cartoon pamphlet.
I don't care if you think I have certain privileges, okay, fine, I have them. What are you going to do about it?
If you are confident that the police are there to protect you, you have white privilege. Wow.
That's plus it's they make grand statements that aren't necessarily true.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there are plenty of non-white people who think the police are there to protect them, and the police do protect them.
Yeah, I know.
This whole myth that because there was a question last night. One of the few flaws I found in the debate was they started reading Instagram questions, and somebody said, well, what are you going to do to stop the police from killing us? The police aren't killing you. Police aren't killing any group. Stop it. There's occasional shootouts with really bad guys. The police aren't on the hunt to kill the innocents.
No, the actual number of police shootings of unarmed people is very, very low. It's
very
another
tiny.
One of those things like that poll you quoted yesterday that's probably out of proportion in people's heads.
Mm-hmm.
They probably think there's thousands of these incidents every day.
People's perceptions are directly connected to what's covered in the media. And so the media disproportionately carries on about things like transgender or police killing citizens. And so people think the problem is a billion times more than it is. It's not.
All right. When we return, we have some audio to play from last night's lively debate between five people who want to be Los Angeles's next mayor. For the first time, businessman Rick Caruso was on the stage. In fact, we'll begin with that clip because it didn't take long for one of his opponents to make note of that. And Caruso was quick to take advantage of that because there was a rule, if you're, quote, attacked, You get 30 seconds to respond. All this is coming up.
John and Ken, it's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.